tough times in Venezuela. The economy is a wreck. The U.S. charged Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro with drug trafficking crimes today. And there's the coronavirus. Venezuelans are under a nationwide quarantine to fight it, but the country's healthcare system is among the worst positioned in the world to handle a pandemic. Dr. Julio Castro is a professor of tropical medicine at the Central University of Venezuela in Caracas.
I have right now 4 patients with diagnosis of coronavirus. One of them is in ICU. It's difficult for us to access to the diagnosis because the diagnosis is monopolized by the national health system. So you have to call them in order to access the test. So at the end, we have a bottleneck related to the diagnosis because the Minister of Health is the only one who can do it. And actually, we spend like 2 or 3 or 4 days waiting for the results.
I mean, the kind of resource deprivation, especially medical supplies, that many countries are experiencing right now. Hospitals in Caracas and Venezuela had already been struggling for years trying to get resources. How hard is it now for Venezuelan hospitals to obtain just even the very basic things to treat this coronavirus?
85% of the hospital we monitor every day do not have soap. 56 to 60 of the hospital do not have running water. They have water once or twice a week.
Up to 60% no running water?
Yeah. So it's basic stuff that we don't have in the hospital. So we foresee that the circulation of the virus will be huge for us.
What does that look like on the ground in terms of helping people out?
Well, it's difficult because in the public hospitals, we almost have nothing. Even for nurses, the union asked the nurses to buy the protection equipment by themselves. They have to spend money trying to find a surgical mask, which is very difficult to find in the country right now. We haven't had so many patients so far in the emergency rooms. We haven't had the kind of circulation that other countries have already. Well, we are going to have it in a week or so because we already have virus in 15 of the 24 states countrywide.
Additionally, many doctors and nurses have left Venezuela in the past few years because of the crisis there. How is that affecting this pandemic?
It's difficult to quantify that, but we already measured that maybe 25% of the doctors already left Venezuela. We needed most right now intensive care unit doctors, also emergency doctors that already left the country.
So how worried are you, Dr. Castro, right now? I mean, it sounds like the coronavirus spreading in Venezuela is something that's going to be inevitable. How worried are you?
I'm very worried because, I mean, I think the regime is underreporting the magnitude of the pandemic as we can see in other places. I mean, here will be a massive impact. We are working very hard to try to cope, but it's just the beginning of the pandemic. It's tough.
Dr. Julio Castro, a professor of tropical medicine at the Central University of Venezuela in Caracas, thank you very much for your time and good luck to you.
Thank you.